He's being held on suspicion of attempted murder and drug driving. Police say the 11 people who remain in hospital appear to be recovering well. Energy companies will pay out more than £70 million to customers over the forced fitting of prepayment meters. They were installed where some people had fallen behind on their bills, meaning supplies could be cut off. And the weather, showers becoming more scattered with sunny spells developing, a high of 22 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Simon Conway.
This is Classic FM. From Global.
Thank you for that, Simon. You are officially up to date. Here we go then. Welcome to the Classic FM Hall of Fame Hour for this Wednesday morning. Between now and 10, it's simply the best of the best. All the music that you voted into your top 300.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
That's how we do it. The first movement of Beethoven's Pastoral Symphony. That was the Chamber Orchestra of Europe. Yannick Nezet-Segan was conducting. It's 12 minutes past nine. I played that for Ruth, who is driving back to London from the Hay Festival. And she says she fancied something naturey. I hope that has delivered the goods, Ruth. Welcome to the Classic FM Hall of Fame Hour with me, Dan Walker. We have searched high and low for your absolute favourites, and we've delivered the goods, we think, with your, all your picks from the top 300 coming between now and 10 o'clock, as we do every day. We're going to head a little further down the chart for this jaunty piece, the mandolin's only appearance this year, thanks to Vivaldi.
The Classic FM Hall of Fame Hour.
With HX, explore unique destinations on an intimate expedition.
Classic FM.
March Folk Songs from Somerset, from Vaughan Williams's English Folk Song Suite. That was Neville Mariner conducting the Academy of St Martin in the Fields. And before that, we had the finale of Vivaldi's Mandolin Concerto in C. Rolf Lisselwand with the Ensemble Capsburger. And guess what? Lovely message coming in. We've actually had the chief mandolinist for the north of England in touch with us on Classic FM. Simon says, thank you very much for the Vivaldi, Dan. I'm having a bit of a tough one because I'm having to cancel my trip to Hay, the Hay Festival, that is, poorly mum. So this was just the tonic. Simon Langridge, the chief mandolinist for the north of England. I mean, get that on the bottom of your emails. You know who we haven't said hello to today yet? Mozart. Morning Mozart, the finale of his Piano Concerto No. 20, Mitsuko Uchida performing alongside the Cleveland Orchestra. It is nearly 9:30. I do hope you're enjoying the music so far today on Classic FM. We're going to welcome Dvořák now with the first of his six entries for the Czech composer. He wrote this after finding out he'd got into the Prague Academy, dedicating it to the Bohemian Academy of Emperor Franz Josef for the encouragement of arts and literature. In thanks for my election, it is his Symphony No. 8.
Thank you.
The Czech Philharmonic Orchestra under Semyon Bischkov with Dvořák's Symphony No. 8. This is Dan Walker with the Classic FM Hall of Fame Hour for you today. Morning to Rye, who's messaged in on 6.18.12. Please wish my mum Frances happy birthday, Dan. We're currently 25 of us enjoying a family holiday in the beautiful Kingham in the Cotswolds. She is currently attempting 71 laps of the pool. Keep swimming, Frances!
You're listening to Classic FM.
The first movement of Bach's Brandenburg Concerto No. 3, Thomas Dausgaard, conducting the Swedish Chamber Orchestra. And how's your morning mood? We had Grieg's Pig and Suite No. 1, Paavo Järvi, with the Estonian National Symphony Orchestra. Played that for Frances, who's doing laps of the pool on her birthday this morning on a family holiday. Julie is in Glasgow. Morning, Julie. She says, the music is great as always, helping me get the day started as I begin unpacking moving boxes. Have a good one. Ali Jones will keep you company from 10 o'clock today. He's looking after the gaff for Xander. He's got all sorts of delights for this Wednesday, including John Rutter's Gaelic Blessing, a new album of the week, and not one but three beautiful film scores. Come and say hello in about 15 minutes' time. I've seen this article here that says that half of us as Brits are terrified of dancing in public. Is that you? Let's fix it.
Classic FM Hall of Fame Hour.
With HX Hurtigruten Expeditions. Meet penguins in Antarctica, the frozen continent.
Classic FM.
That is how to send you into Wednesday. The main theme from Star Wars, from the genius that is John Williams, performed by the London Symphony Orchestra. And we had Fionnuala Hunt with the RTE Concert Orchestra before that with Piazzolla's Libertango. Play that for Josie, who's 12 and travelling from Bath to Winchester to see Granny and Gramps today. She's doing an 80-mile tandem ride on Friday with her Gramps. Keep us posted on that. All the best. Have a great day. See you back here tomorrow from 6:30. Don't go anywhere because Alid Jones will be here in just a few minutes on Classic FM.
The Classic FM Hall of Fame Hour.
With HX Hurtigruten Expeditions, witness the icy landscapes of Antarctica, the seventh continent.
Do you love reading? Then Readly is the perfect app for you. Get unlimited access to 8,000 magazines and newspapers all in one app. From Time magazine to The Guardian, from New Scientist to Ideal Home. Discover meaningful reading this year with Readly. Sign up online now and enjoy your free trial. Read more of what you love with Readly. Renews automatically at $12.99 a month. Cancel anytime.
Based on the best-selling book by Rainer Wynn.
What is it? 500 miles?
More like 600.
Don't miss an inspiring true story of love and resilience.
We lost our home, our livelihood.
Starring Gillian Anderson and Jason Isaacs.
Walking gives us time to think.
It's a beautiful, life-affirming film.
When you told me that you loved me, no one had ever said that to me before. I think you're beautiful.
The Salt Path.
This is freedom.
In cinemas May 30th.
When you sail on a Saga cruise, you really can relax, because so much is included. A choice of speciality restaurants? Included. A balcony with every cabin? Included. Wonderfully attentive staff? Included. Spotting a whale out at sea? Included. Realizing the whale is actually just a wave? Included. Search Saga Boutique Cruises 2026 season on sale now. Experience is everything. T's and C's apply, over 50s only.
Hold an afternoon tea this August and raise money for Breast Cancer Now. Get your fundraising kit today. Search Breast Cancer Now Afternoon Tea.
At EDF, we don't just encourage you to use less electricity. We actually reward you for it. That's why, when you use less during peak times on weekdays, we give you free electricity on Sundays. How you use it is up to you. EDF. Change is in our power. Households who reduce their weekday peak electricity usage by 50% can earn up to 16 hours of free electricity per week, subject to fair usage. For all T's and C's, visit edfenergy.com/r-power.
Find top-rated wellness products on Amazon, like these aromatherapy candles with 5-star reviews. I smell fantastic value. Or this essential oils massage set. Oh, that's better. Oops, drifted off. And this single-serve coffee machine, back in the room. Amazon, find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
Stay with Classic FM for the latest news. Next.
Club card accepted.
Feel the power to lower prices with Tesco Club Card. Get a 10-pack of McVitie's Jaffa Cake Original, now £1, down from £1.50. Celebrating 30 years of rewards with Tesco Club Card. Tesco, every little helps.
Majority of larger stores, Jaffa Cakes ends 24th of June. Club Card are up required.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 10 o'clock, the Metropolitan Police Commissioner says the government has been silent on the impact of sentencing reforms on policing. More offenders will be released from prison early under plans to ease overcrowding in English and Welsh jails. But Sir Mark Rowley has warned it could lead to an increase in crime.
Government's got a difficult problem to fix with sentencing policy historically and prison building haven't been lined up. But if we're going to now deal with offenders on the streets who would previously have been in prison, however good a job probation do with the extra money they've got, some of those offenders are going to commit more crime and more trouble locally. That work's going to wash back onto policing, and we need the resources to deal with that.
The Home Office says it's giving the police an additional £1.2 billion in funding this year. The parents of a boy who died aged 15 weeks have told Classic FM they believe damp and mould in their home contributed to his death. Akram had been living in a London flat deemed uninhabitable by an independent survey. The Housing Minister, Matthew Pennycook, says tougher laws are due to come into force.
What we have done in terms of Awab's law came out of the untimely death of Awab Ishak from respiratory failure as a result of damp and mould in his Rochdale home. Awab's law will apply to emergency hazards and damp and mould from October this year.
Notting Hill Genesis, which managed the property Akram lived in, says it's working with the relevant authorities ahead of an inquest in August. A bin lorry worker has died after being hit by a refuse lorry in Devon. Police say the crew member in his 20s died at the scene in Torquay yesterday lunchtime. The health and safety executive has been informed. Thames Water has been given the largest fine ever issued by the regulator Ofwat. It'll pay more than £120 million